The lady in the house where I was had two sons, young gentlemen of extraordinary parts and behaviour, and it was my misfortune to be very well with them both, but they managed themselves with me in a quite different manner. The eldest, a gay gentleman that knew the town as well as the country, and though he had levity enough to do an ill-natured thing, yet had too much judgment of things to pay too dear for his pleasures, he began with that unhappy snare to all women, viz., taking notice upon all occasions how pretty I was, as he called it, how agreeable, how well-carriaged, and the like. And this he contrived so subtly as if he had known as well how to catch a woman in his net as a partridge when he went a-setting. For he would contrive to be talking this to his sisters, when though I was not by, yet when he knew I was not so far off but that I should be sure to hear him. His sisters would return softly to him. "Hush, brother, she will hear you. She's but in the next room." Then he would put it off and talk softlier, as if he had not known it, and began to acknowledge he was wrong. And then, as if he had forgot himself, he would speak aloud again, and I, that was so well pleased to hear it, was sure to listen for it upon all occasions. It happened one day that he came running upstairs towards the room where his sisters used to sit and work, as he often used to do, and calling to them before he came in, as was his way too, I, being there alone, stepped to the door and said, "Sir, the ladies are not here. They're walked down the garden." As I stepped forward to say this, he was just got to the door, and clasping me in his arms as if it had been by chance, "Oh, Mistress Betty," says he, "are you here? That's better still. I want to speak with you more than I do with them." And then, having me in his arms, he kissed me 3 or 4 times. I struggled to get away, and yet did it but faintly neither, and he held me fast and still kissed me till he was out of breath. And sitting down, says he, "Dear Betty, I am in love with you." His words, I must confess, fired my blood. All my spirits flew about my heart and put me into disorder enough. He repeated it afterwards several times, that he was in love with me, and my heart spoke as plain as a voice that I liked it. Nay, whenever he said, "I'm in love with you," my blushes plainly replied, "Would you were, sir." However, nothing else passed at that time. It was but a surprise, and I soon recovered myself. But as the devil is an unwearied tempter, so he never fails to find an opportunity for the wickedness he invites.